We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Kutzrin Beis Hashlochim Sheba Amokim. That even though there is a Katsira of Tvua before the Katsira Soimer, but there's exceptions to the rule. When it comes to Beis Hashlochim that are in the valleys, those type of fields, you're allowed to cut the wheat or the barley from it. What's the reason? The reason is because you can't bring the Omer from those fields because it's inferior type of tua. That alone would not be enough of a heter. You also need a heter is that it'll get dried out if you don't cut it, and therefore it'll be a hefsid, and therefore you're allowed to cut it. Avaloi goichim, but you can't make it into piles because that's not a hefsid. You could cut it, store it whatever you want, or cover it, and then after the Omer, you'll pile it up. You'll have to cut it because if it's a shiloh of hefsis. It means that even though you can't use it for Omer, there's no lav, but it's still an Isder Rabbanon. Why is it Isder Rabbanon to do it? Because you might come to eat from it. So therefore, we limit what you could do. Avada, there's no Isder Katsira here because it's not Royal Omer. But there's a new problem. I might come to eat from it. So we said, for Kaitzer, you can be Samech because it's a hefsis, you could cut it. But Goichim already can't do it because it's not a hefsis, and Zechshash, you might come to eat it. Is it the Raisa? The Kaitzer, any Tua before the Omer. So it's the Raisa. But since Beis Hashlochim, there's no it's the Raisa because it's not ready to be brought. The first Gemara is being a Drosha, that's the ready to be brought from the Omer. And there's a new problem, I come deep from it, that's why you're only allowed to be Kaitzer, not Goydish. Anji Yericha, Kaitzerim Rasacham, the Kaitzer Rasacham, because that was a Hefzid. The Goydishim Shleiv Rasacham, and the Goydish, that was Le Rasacham, because that wasn't a Hefzid. They shouldn't have done that. But Le Michu Yadim, they didn't wear Meicha. They didn't allow it, but they were Meicha either. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, Koytzer l'shachas u'maychel l'behema. Even though it's Issa Katsira on Tavua, that's Roy for Omer, you're allowed to be Koytzer Shachas. Shachas means when it's still very small and it's made, cutting for the behema, that's not called a Katsira. It says, now I'll do Katsira, right? But that's not called a Katsira. Om Rav Yehuda, Emesai, when is that allowed? Bizman Shemas Chalash Lehev Shlish. Only when you started before it grew a Shlish. But after Guru Shlish already, and it's Royal little Adam already, then already you cannot cut it. It's still going to be called Shachas, because it's still not really the way you want to eat your vegetables and your tour. You don't want to eat it so small. But so it's still going to be Shachas, but if Guru Shlish already is Royal Adam already, that's already a problem. Rav Shimon Aymer, you could do it. Yiksov Yachel. You could be cut it and feed it to the behemoths after Guru Shlish, even after Guru Shlish, because the mice, this is not called a regular Katsira. And the Gemara will elaborate very much on this shaila about koytzel shachas. The koytzrim and pnei in the tiyos. Now, at certain times, we allowed to do katsira. So the Mishnah gives a few examples. First one is pnei tiyos. What does pnei tiyos mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. First pshat Rashi is that it shouldn't have a hefsid, because this the tefuah that grows between the netiyos, it says you're allowed to cut it. Because the natias are sapping away the nutrients and it's going to dry out. Is the iser ktsira. You now bring the oimer from these tvua that grow next to the natias because they're not such good quality. Because since the natias took away some of their yanika, so therefore they're not so good quality. You can't use it. That's what it's the same thing like a beis hashlochem. You can't bring it for oimer and it's going to be a hefsid. That's how you do it. That's one pshat Rashi kochet for natias. Rashi's second shot is a whole different shot. The reason is that it was Kalayim. The story was, he planted Tua, and then afterwards he found out that there were trees there, and the trees started growing. Shall the trees were Gefanim, maybe they were Gefanim, which is a shayla of Kalayim. The Mechalik is showing him if trees together with Tua is Kalayim or not, but it was Kalayim. So Allah is, you let it then cut your Tua, so it shouldn't be Kalayim. That's the second shot in Rashi. The next two parts of things in the Mishnah are similar to the second shot in Rashi. You also allowed a cut pnei beis ha'avel that they needed a open area for the avel to. They used to go gather in the rechava and say a few divrei tachumim for the avelim and say a bracha. You need a rechava, so they needed space. So they had to cut the wheat or the barley to make space for the avel. Or pnei beit ha'mesbedesh, you need a place for the mesbedesh. Then you're allowed to cut, even though it's a ktsira. And the Gemara says the reason is because that's called ktsira for a mitzvah. It's not called ktsira for yourself, and that's why it's allowed.
You're not allowed to eat this?
What? You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Here with the Gefanim. So this case, it could be only allowed to eat it after if it grew. In this case, allowed to eat it. So in case you do by mistake and then you take it off right away, then the Hilchus Kalayim. So it's not Kalayim. Yeah, you caught it right away. You're allowed to eat it, yeah. even live a grew in klayim. Since we're learning kavana, you have to learn klayim. It's very, very complicated, these things. But if you cut it right away, it's only because it has to be redaf. If you leave it there now on purpose, then it becomes awesome. If you hear about it, you leave it, say you leave it, it's awesome. That's what I remember from klayim. Okay. Lo yasa oisam kerichos. You're not allowed to make these into bundles. When you cut the tefuah, in the case you like tefuah, let's say, by base oval, base merge, you shouldn't make it into bundles. Again, because we're scared you might come to eat it if you work too much with it. But you can leave it just piles. Mitzvah Zaymer, not a halacha, more, a lot of halachas in this Mishnah. Mitzvah Zaymer, lava minakama. I think the last Mishnah, this is the last Mishnah in the parak. Mitzvah Zaymer, lava minakama. Mitzvah Zaymer is to come, you have to be kaitzit lishma. You shouldn't, you know, go to the store and buy cut tefuah. You have to cut it from the kama. That's where the minchas oimer has to come from. It has to be cut l'shma. Loi matzu yovin oimerim. But if you can't find anything, you buy from oimerim, it's fine. Mitzvahs lo melach, it's best to buy fresh caramel, kar lach. We learned that it has to be caramel, whatever, it's very full and plump and fresh. But loi matzu yovin oimerim, you can bring yovin. Mitzvahs lo melach, the mitzvah is the kaitz of a layla. Matzu yontiv, it's the mitzvah to cut. That's the mitzvah to cut. Niksev yoyim is kosher. And we'll see, it's Mechalik Shoshayin, Mechalik Shoshayin about this. Niksev yoyim is kosher. V'doiches HaShabbos. Also, the mitzvah of Ktziras Yoyimah is doiches HaShabbos. So we have a packed Mishnah with a bunch of different halachas, and we'll go step by step through the Mishnah. So the first Gemara is in the handle, this Shiloh, are you allowed to cut the Tvuah that's not royal Yoyimah? We said you're allowed to cut it, Makam Hefsid, where is this Heter? It's a lav in the Torah. You should just know the lav in the Torah, you have to keep even makom hefsid. So it can't be a lav in the Torah that umato because of a hefsid. It has to be really mutum in the Torah. Why is it mutum in the Torah the kaitzer the beis hashlochim shavah makom? Zok to mortanya rabbi meimer. Kosu lach meimer. Just one pasuk. Uksartem is ktsira. You cut your ktsira. Then veveis mezoimer. So it's mashma. I'm glad I do my own ktsira and then bring the oimer. V'chsev reishis ktsirchem elakoyin. It says you bring the reishis ktsirchem. The first ktsirchem is the oimer. So what's going on here? Is it the first ktsirchem or not? Haketzad. The answer to Stirum Sukkum is like this. Maybe from the place where you could bring the Minchas Omer, Iyata Kaitzer. That has to be the first. Maybe in the place where you cannot bring from for the Minchas Omer, Iyata Kaitzer. You could cut. Break the Gemara. How do you know that's the Chilik? I'll tell you a different Chilik. I'll say like this. Ema, the Minchata maybe, only barley, maybe, you can't cut. Iyata Kaitzer, because that's the type of min I could bring for the Omer. Minch Iyata maybe, but Chitim and Spelt. But that I'm ladakot. Maybe out the kaitzer. Maybe that's it. Hey, you don't just do with the makim. Maybe that's with the min. So I don't know. Hula wants to amr. It's Rabbi Yechonam. Rabbi Yechonam. Rabbi Yechonam learned that from a drasha that we make a drasha. Reishis. We learn that from chala. Reishis from chala. Just like the chala is by the chameishis aminim. Same thing. The iser katsira is by chameishis aminim. Therefore, we cannot say that this drasha is referring to different minim. It's referring to different makimites. But Avada in a Makkoim where it's right to bring the Oimer, you now like cut any type of the five minim, you now like cut, and this has to be the Reishis Ksirchem. Zok the Gemara Vaita, the next part of the Mishnah. Anche Richa Koitzim Verotzu Chachamim, Vigoitzim Lai Verotzu Chachamim. So I'm going to go into a discussion about Rotzu Chachamim and Lish Verotzu Chachamim once you mention this. Man Shambale, where do we have in Shas, in Bryces, where there was a discussion of Michu Loi Michu? Dama Michu Loi Michu. Rav Yehuda, we have Rav Yehuda talks about that. And it sounds like in our Mishnah that if it's Rav Yehuda, you would hold like this, that you're allowed to be kaitzer, the Antriyuk you're allowed to be kaitzer, even Ratzach Chamim. The Goychim, the making the piles, was Shalei V'Ratzach Chamim, and Lei Michu V'Yadim. Now who's the man that was his Michu and Lei Michu? Rav Yehuda, except Rav Yehuda, Ksir, the Antriyuk, Yericha, V'Ratzach Chamim, Havai. But Tanya went to the Brice. So we have two sheetahs in the Brice. We have a sheet of Rameya, Rav Yehuda. First start Rameya, but Tanya, Shisha Dvarim also Antriyuk Yericha. There were six things that Anche Riche did. Shloisha v'rotzeh chamim. Three things were in the will of the chamim. They allowed it. Shloisha shloisha v'rotzeh chamim. The other three were not allowed. The chamim didn't allow it. But they were meicha. Ve'elush v'rotzeh chamim. These three were v'rotzeh chamim. Markivin dekalim kol ayon. They allowed them to do grafting the whole day Erev Pesach. Even though we know Erev Pesach is aser b'malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. But we're in Shulchan Aruch, and we're in this Gemara as well, it's only malacha gemura. For example, you're not allowed to sew a beged, make a new beged, Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos. You're allowed to sew on a button. You're allowed to sew on a button. The malacha gemura is only also malacha gemura. Actually, you're not allowed to do laundry, because that's considered malacha gemura. But in any case, you're allowed to be makivin to call him kol yoyim, v'karchem es shema, and it was allowed to read Shema straight without making any hefsekim, any stopping in between. And even though it sounds like Shema Yisrael Hashem, it sounds like you're saying that Klal Yisrael listen to Hashem. That's not really what it means. Really, the title is Shema Yisrael. Hear Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. Hashem Echad. That's really how you're supposed to read it. But Lamaisa, they weren't makbid to the mafsik ben teva l'teva, and Lamaisa, it was Ratzon Chacham. Chacham allowed that. But Koytzer l'fnei Omer Ratzon Chacham. They were Koytzer l'fnei Omer, but Ratzon Chachamim. They were Koytzer in the Yerichai. The problem was Yerichai. It was Pseida. That Mokim in Yerichai was the Mokim Pseida where they had all their trees. There were, I guess, in a valley. The Yerichai is in a valley. And therefore, they allowed them to cut all those Ratzon Chacham. That's what Meir says. Ve'elu shleiv Ratzon Chacham was a Ratzon Chacham. Goychim fnei Omer, that you can't do. Goychim you can't do. Really, pile of fnei Omer can't do. Umatir. Another thing they used to do is, which the Chacham didn't really allow, didn't sanction. Umatir and gamziyos shal hekdesh, shal charav shal shikma. What happened was people used to donate these very expensive trees called charav and shikma to the Beis Hamikdash. But the branches, the people, even though it was hektish, the owners used to use the branches. What do you mean? It's hektish. So the answer is that Anshei Richa held that gedulei hektish are not called hektish. And when I was makdish it, I meant to be makdish the trunk because it could be used for beams. It was very good for beams, the charav and the shikma. It's a sycamore tree and a buxar tree. The trunk is very good for beams. And therefore, that they held that only the makdish only the trunk and not the branches, and that was shloi baratzu chacham. So these were the three things that Shleib Ratzon Chacham. There were Goyt Shvnei Omer, Matir and Gomes Shvnei Chorav. What's the third thing? Parts and process, we got to say and part of saying, Lahachil Nesher La'anim B'shtei B'tzoris B'Shabbos V'yom Tovim. The Rameya. Another thing that there was, that on in the weekday, so they, when they did the work in the field, they left over things for the Aniyim. And there was Shecha, and the Aniyim came in and took it. But on Shabbos, sometimes things would fall off the trees, and they're not working in the fields, and they wanted the Aniyim to have something to eat. So they made openings in their fences around their orchards in order that the Aniyim could come and go and get those fruits and vegetables that fell off on Shabbos Yontif. The problem is, it's not allowed. Because Peiros HaNoshim and Shabbos Yontif is the Gzeira, might come to pick more. If you allow him to eat an apple that fell on the floor, he's going to pick another apple. And therefore, Chazal said, you're not allowed to do this. It's a lacha told today that Peiros HaNoshim are not allowed to be eaten. But they did it, and the Chum would not sanction that. The Rame. Those are the six things that are in Rame's list. Rabbi Yehuda says back, Omle Rabbi Yehuda, Im Baratzeh Chachamim, Oisim, if that was Baratzeh Chachamim, Hey, no, you call it Meister Kane. He says, not, what do you mean? If the first three things, for example, are Ratzon Chacham, everyone would do it. And that's not what we do. We don't just do that. So he argued. He says, all six things were Shloi Ratzon Chacham. The difference between three and three was Michu and not Michu. The Rameyer never mentioned anything about Michu. He never mentioned about Michu. It wasn't his discussion. Rabbi Huzi wanted to mention about Michu, about stopping them to do it, protesting. All six things Shloi Shavachamim. Vashloi Shav Michu B'Yadam. Vashloi Shloi Michu B'Yadam. Vashloi Michu B'Yadam. Markiv and Kalam Kol Yoyim. He held Markiv and Kalam Kol Yoyim really is not allowed. It was not sanctioned with the Chavim, but they were Meich. Which means that Erev Yontif, they did the grafting, they were Meich. But Karcham Eish Shema, they read Shema straight without being mafsik between word and word. It wasn't sanctioned, but they didn't were Meich. But Koytzerim V'Goytchim, both things Vnei Omer. And it was not allowed. Koytzerim V'Goytchim was not allowed. They were Meicha, but it was not allowed. So this is here's where your kash is. The kash is that our Mishnah says Michu lo Michu sounds like going to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that Koytzum is loy baratzon chachamim. Our Mishnah says Koytzum is baratzon chachamim. That's what the kash is. But furious Rav Yehuda. Ve'elu shem Michu biyadam. And the following Chum actually protested. What are the three things they protested? Matirim gomzi yishal hektish. On top of Ayin Alva on base now. Matirim gomzi yishal hektish. That they allowed the branches that growing out of the charav shikma, gamzei shakash charav shikma, they allowed them, the anjirich allowed the people to eat it, and that was not allowed, and they will protest that as well. The Chum protested. The parts and parts, we got to say what we're saying, gil hachal nesh laniyim, to allow the things that fall for tree laniyim, b'shnei b'tzaris, in the hunger years, b'shabas yom tovim, and that they were umaycha, that's number two. And number three they were umaycha is, a new thing here, v'noistin peya liyarek umichu biyadam. They used to give Peah from Yerakas, and the truth is, no din peah by Yerakas, only by trees and by tefuah. By Yerakas, by vegetables, no din peah. And why were they Meich B'Yadam? Because we know that peah is Potter and Meiser. So they were there, eating now stuff not gemaised. Why? Because it's payah, but it really wasn't payah. Therefore, they were meich on that as well. So what's going on over here? What comes out over here is that we have over here actually seven things, but the Rehuda say that even the koitzim and goitzim shloim ratzacham. What are seven things? We have akivin the kolim, and we have karchem ashma, we have koitzim and goitzim, which are four with their not meicha. Then three they were meicha. What were the three that were meicha? The trees that were hektish, the nashar, the thing that fell off a tree, and the peyon yarek. But the kasha is, Rehuda's our Mishnah, because there's Lashon Michu, and that's Lashon Rais Michu. Rabbi Yehuda holds Koichim Shlei Ratzach Chachamim. So like tomorrow, L'tamech, it can't be right behind the Braisa, because Shisha Shiva, but seven, and it says six. So what's a seven? Ella, you take out the word Ksira, Sam Mikan Ksira, and it's very Gishmak now, because Ksira is Takash Ratzach Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said Koichim and Goichim Shlei Ratzach Chachamim, that was not true. Take out the word Ksira, because it would be seven. And Echadami, Rabbi Yehuda does Shtim with our Mishnah, and Ksira was, yeah, Baratzah in Chachamim.